Hello, Marin.
Ciri floats in the darkness of her tomb. The hollow is not perfect. A haziness mars the edges. But it is Ciri. Ciri, as I last saw her. Gray hair shorn rather than cut. Head high, face sharpened with shadows.
Hello, Marin, my love.
Hello, Ciri, I say. The tomb door is closed.
I am sorry I cannot share our 7th reunion, Marin. I looked forward to it.
Ciri pauses and looks down at her hands. The image flickers slightly as dust motes float through her form.
I had carefully planned what to say here, she goes on. How to say it. Arguments to be pled, instructions to be given. But I know now how useless that would have been. Either I have said it already, and you have heard, or there is nothing left to say, and silence would best suit the moment.
Ciri's voice had grown even more beautiful with age. There is a fullness and calmness there which can only come from knowing pain. Ciri moves her hands, and they disappear beyond the border of the projection.
Marin, my love, how strange our days apart and together have been. How beautifully absurd the myth that bound us. My days were but heartbeats to you. I hated you for that. You were the mirror that would not lie. If you could have seen your face at the beginning of each reunion, the least you could have done was to hide your shock. That, at least, you could have done for me. But through your clumsy naivete, there has always been...
What?
Something, Marin. There is something there that belies the callowness and thoughtless egotism which you wear so well. A caring, perhaps. A respect for caring, if nothing else. Marin, this diary has hundreds of entries. Thousands, I fear. I have kept it since I was 13. By the time you see this, they will all have been erased, except the ones which follow. Adieu, my love. Adieu.
I shut off the comm log and sit in silence for a minute. The crowd sounds are barely audible through the thick walls of the tomb. I take a breath and thumb the disk key. Ciri appears. She is in her late 40s. I know immediately the day and place she recorded this image. I remember the cloak she wears, the eelstone pendant at her neck, and the strand of hair which has escaped her barrette and even now falls across her cheek. I remember everything about that day. It was the last day of our 3rd reunion, and we were with friends on the heights above South Turn. Donnell was 10, and we were trying to convince him to slide on the snowfield with us. He was crying. Ciri turned away from us even before the skimmer settled. When Magritte stepped out, we knew from Ciri's face that something had happened. The same face stares at me now. She brushes absently at the unruly strand of hair. Her eyes are red, but her voice is controlled.
Marin, they killed our son today. Alon was 21, and they killed him.
You were so confused today, Marin.
How could such a mistake have happened, you kept repeating. You did not really know our son, but I could see the loss in your face when we heard.
Marin, it was not an accident. If nothing else survives, no other record, if you never understand why I allowed a sentimental myth to rule my life, let this be known. It was not an accident that killed Alon. He was with the separatists when the council police arrived. Even then he could have escaped. We had prepared an alibi together. The police would have believed his story. He chose to stay.
Today, Marin, you were impressed with what I said to the crowd. The mob. At the embassy. Know this, shipman. When I said, now is not the time to show your anger and your hatred, that is precisely what I meant. No more, no less. Today is not the time. But the day will come. It will surely come. The covenant was not taken lightly in those final days, Marin. It is not taken lightly now.
Those who have forgotten will be surprised when the day comes, but it will surely come.